News. I'm Laura Winters. The manhunt for the mass shooter in Maine over.
Robert Card, the man wanted after killing 18 people and injuring 13 others in a deadly mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine, has been located by law enforcement and has been found dead. The shelter-in-place order has been canceled, but hunting has been banned in cities around where the body was found. I'm Tim Berg.
Now, moment of silence after the names of the 18 victims read out loud at a news conference.
Joseph Lawrence Walker, 57. Aaron Young, 14.
Detectives say he murdered 18 people at a bowling alley and at a bar. This Saturday morning, the Israeli Air Force pummeling the northern portion of the Gaza Strip. The IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, expanding operations to wipe out Hamas terrorists. 229 Israeli hostages still being held against their will. It's believed many being held in a spiderweb of tunnels below ground and possibly below a large hospital in Gaza. Mark Regev, senior advisor to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, telling Fox News the IDF is beefing up operations to wipe out the terrorists. This the result of the bloody and ruthless attack on October 7th, murdering Jews, shooting and killing them at a festival and at a kibbutz, and then taking hostages. In other news, U.S. military jets striking Iran-linked sites in Syria after 20 attacks on U.S. forces in the Middle East in the past 10 days. Two F-16s hitting the locations in eastern Syria near the Iraq border. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin saying in a statement, the United States will not tolerate such attacks and will defend itself, its personnel, and its interests. 21 U.S. soldiers have been injured. One contractor had a heart attack and passed away. 900 members of the U.S. military have been deployed to the Middle East. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
I am running for the Democratic nomination for President of the United States because, my friends, it is time for a change.
To politics now, in Concord, New Hampshire, Minnesota Congressman Democrat Dean Phillips announcing he's running for president, challenging Joe Biden in the primary.
I am a Democrat because I believe in America. I believe in the American people, and I believe it is time to walk from the shadows of darkness into the bright sunshine of the future.
And Congressman Phillips telling supporters,
I invite you to join me in declaring a new American independence, not from another nation or people, rather a new independence from fear and from the status quo.
A tentative deal reached between the United Auto Workers and Ford, which could end the six-week strike. The agreement includes 25% pay increases. Here's UAW President Sean Fain.
We reached a tentative agreement with Ford. For months, we've said that record profits mean record contracts. And UAW family, our stand-up strike has delivered. What started at three plants at midnight on September 15th has become a national movement.
More now on the story from USA's John Schaefer.
The United Auto Workers Union and GM are potentially edging toward a labor agreement. According to CNBC, discussions have persisted through Thursday night into Friday. The proposed deal would be modeled after the tentative agreement recently struck with Ford.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.